Okay, you're being so obnoxious.
I almost drowned.
Remember at Walmart when I was screaming at you to stop being obnoxious?
And we almost got killed.
Oh, gosh. Wasn't even you. Okay, go ahead.
Welcome, everybody. Wow.
I'm going to need you to redo that. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everybody, to our newest episode of And Here's Why with myself, Lauren.
And Paige.
We're a podcast where thoughts and feelings can be poured out about books, movies, and TV shows that get you in the feels.
We'll be tackling one topic per episode and typically with, but not limited to, guests joining us as well.
This episode, we have no guests.
Lucky for you.
And it is not to say that no one wants to talk to us, but we just wanted to be a little selfish, so.
This episode, we're going to be giving you guys a little update on what we've been doing during this pandemic. And we're also going to talk about Gilmore Girls. So grab your seatbelt and buckle up. It's about to be a wild ride.
Little Gilly.
Yippity-yow. Okay, Lauren, tell me what you've been doing at home these days.
I've been rewatching Wizards of Waverly Place. I've been writing. I've been doing a little bit of reading.
I love that.
How about you, Patchy? What you been up to?
Well, you know me, good old Peach. I've just been a
little peach pit.
I've been doing homework, and I've been spending way too much time on Instagram. It's disgusting. I do something semi-productive, whether that be like one small task, like laundry or vacuuming or something, and then I'm like, wow, what a hard day's worth of work. I'm just gonna go sit down and then I'll watch TV and check my phone. And then 5 minutes later, I check my phone again. Still nothing. I'm just so bored at this point.
If I make it from my bed to the couch, that's a success.
Literally.
We just fixed the Roku inside our master bedroom TV. And so now that that's up and running again, there's no hope for my legs.
Yeah.
I'm going to go dormant. Like, my body, I'm going to need to learn to walk again. It's going to be a whole thing. So I'll start up a GoFundMe for that.
Ooh, smart. Let me get in on that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. No, I meant like, let me have some of the proceeds, not let me donate. I was gonna
say, yeah, I'll take your money.
No. One fun thing. So Lauren and I have basically been quarantining together. Like, literally, neither of us go anywhere except each other's house. So don't get, you know, your panties in a twist or whatever. Oh my gosh, like, no, like, really, that's it.
This is a business now. We work together, okay? Lay off.
Literally, this is mission essential. Goodbye. I will say, though, this has taught me I do not want to stay at home ever.
Yeah.
It's not even being bored. I just don't like feeling unfulfilled, if that makes sense. I like to wake up every day and have a plan and a goal. And literally, my goal is to get up and have like myself somewhat like out of my pajamas at least before my husband comes home for lunch. Like, that is literally my goal every day. So that's where we're at. And I'm like, this is not working for me.
I'm torn between I want to get out of the house and can this be a forever problem? What show am I going to watch today?
What am I going to enjoy as I consume my spicy ramen?
Yeah.
Definitely, my eyelashes have been thriving from not wearing mascara. They're just so much healthier. So this has been a great time to glow up a little bit, but I'm really do miss my friends and like just going to TJ Maxx whenever I want. Knowing that I can't go is killing me.
It's that whole wanting what you can't have. But distance makes the heart grow fonder. So when TJ opens, we'll just spend like a grand. It's fine.
Yeah, spend that stimulus check.
Yeehaw.
Okay, well, you want to talk about Gilmore Girls?
Oh, I've been waiting.
Oh, gosh.
I've been waiting for you to finish it. It's been taking you so freaking long to just watch the show. And then you're like, I'm done with the show. And I'm like, well, there's an after show.
Here's the thing. So my husband was in training back in the fall, and that's when Lauren was like, you should watch Gilmore Girls. I was like, good call. I got to like season 6 in the 3 months he was gone. So I feel like I did pretty good because I was working and in school and stuff. I just finished it 2 weeks ago, and I was in season 6 in like November. So, but we watch a lot of shows together, so I just really didn't have time. But now that I've finished it, so many thoughts.
Well, what's your first thought?
Loved it.
As a whole, I still loved it, but I would rather recommend someone just watch the normal series than go through the effort of a year in the life, I think.
And I have so many questions. Like, I have more questions having watched that little short series versus the entire show.
You can still get the effect by watching even Gilmore Girls just fresh now, but I feel like it's just a little sweeter, maybe, having watched it actually during the time that it was airing real time.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I don't appreciate it as much just because it doesn't hold a special place in my heart. You know what I mean? Like, I love the show. I thought it was great, but I didn't watch it when it was actually on. So I didn't relate when all the characters come back. I mean, I enjoyed it. I was like, oh, it's a big reunion. But it didn't have the same meaning to me as I'm sure it did to you.
Like, seeing Kirk. Oh, my God. Kirk is just one of my freaking favorites.
He's so weird and awkward, but he's very intelligent. There are so many episodes, like when you find out he's got a ton of money and all this, you're like, hey, he's a lot smarter than we give him credit for.
I just loved like their little shtick of having him basically working at every single place in Stars Hollow, essentially.
He's a staple piece for sure.
Yeah. And just the fact that I have worked so many jobs in my life, I was like, I'm Kirk. I work everywhere.
I loved the love of coffee because I relate to that so much. That was my favorite thing. It was in every single episode. And I also loved how Rory's relationship with her grandparents really took off. You know, in the beginning, she really doesn't even know them. I know they had their ups and their downs and stuff, but just how important they were to her melted my heart because I just love my grandparents. I don't know. So I was like, oh my gosh, it's Richard. Richard was one of my favorite characters. He's just such a smart grandpa and I loved him.
He passed away a few years before making A Year in the Life, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. When I found that out, I just started crying when they're talking about his funeral. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, that was so sad. Love Richard.
I will say I love Stars Hollow. Just the little, you know, community that it is and everyone's close and stuff. That's like how my hometown was. I don't know. I just loved it. Also, fun fact, the set for Stars Hollow was also Rosewood on Pretty Little Liars. So
what?
Yeah.
Hold the phone.
I know. I was reading about it. I was like, I just love this little town so much. And I was looking up about it because it was based off of a real town. I forget where it was at. I think it's like Washington or something. I don't know. But it said that it was the same set as Rosewood was. I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
I am shook to my core. Even the gazebo?
So I don't know if they left that. I don't remember, but I mean, it was the same exact set.
Wow. I'm going to have to rewatch some of Pretty Little Liars then because...
Just to see that.
Yeah. No, I really am because that's a good fact.
It's like a snippet of an article. You have to go to it. Blah, blah, blah. Oh my gosh, listen to this. So Emily's house on Pretty Little Liars is Kim's Antiques.
Holy Mama Teresa.
Luke's Diner is the Apple Rose Grill. Rosewood Community Hall and Stars Hollow Hall are on the same street. And then Chilton Academy and the Radley Sanitarium are the same place.
Bruh.
Oh my goodness. Also, one of my favorite things that happened on Gilmore Girls was when Tristan left the show because they said he was leaving to go to military school in North Carolina. But really, Chad Michael Murray was going to North Carolina to film One Tree Hill. Love that for me.
That's why when you got so excited, you're like, wait, Chad Michael Murray's in it? I'm like, well, relax. kind of like he's not like a briefly main guy, but I mean he's relevant enough where you can still have your moment to like drool over him. So.
Okay, so out of Rory's boyfriends, who's your fave?
Jess.
I knew you were gonna say Jess.
Dean, I don't know. He was way too much of a, not even like goody-goody, because I mean, he cheats on his wife.
Yeah.
So I just feel like he was way too emotional. He just seemed wimpy to me.
Yeah.
And Jess, to get the softer emotional side, you had to get to know him. And I just love Milo Ventimiglia. So, hottie toddy.
Same. I had been watching Gilmore Girls and I never put together that he was in This Is Us for the longest time. Like, because Nathan and I were watching This Is Us together. And one day he said something as Jess in Gilmore Girls. He said something and I was like, how did I not put two and two together? He's got such a look and a sound that I just have no idea how I missed that. Clearly not a great detective.
His little slanted mouth too.
Yeah, he's so pouty. Yeah. Like, I have no idea how I missed that.
Well, and you can tell that I feel like even the writers of Gilmore Girls like Jess more than they like Dean, because it was very Dean did not have that great of a character arc.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a puppy dog for Rory. But then with Jess, his whole thing was like, I'm the bad boy. I don't love anyone. No one loves me. Meh. All of a sudden, he goes through this huge personal change where he cares about people. He wrote a book working at this like little indie publishing house. And
Yeah,
I loved him. Well, and I've just never had a very good track record with anyone named Dean. So...
I'm dead. Okay, so another fun fact, Rory's character, the girl that played Paris, actually auditioned for Rory. They didn't think that she quite fit the part. Paris was never a character until that girl auditioned. They made her a character because they liked her so much, but just not for the part of Rory.
I loved Paris.
I did too. In the beginning, I was like, she's so annoying. But the more I got to know her, I was like, I am Paris. Like, she's such a control freak, freaking out about every little thing. She's so particular and stuff. I was like, yeah, that's honestly me. So
the part where she doesn't get accepted into Harvard.
Oh, gosh.
She goes up and speaks in front of like children's students. And she just comes stomping in looking like a troll. And yeah, I never even wanted it anyway. Being such a freak. That's Paige. She's like, yeah, who wanted to graduate this year? Not me.
That is so me. I'm so passive aggressive. I don't do confrontation, but I will just be so like throw so much shade, but not at you. You know, I'm Paris.
Literally.
No doubt.
I'm probably Lane.
Why?
Because as an only child, my parents were like, you can't do that. You're our one and only. You can't do that.
Oh.
And I was like always sneaking out. I love you, Mom. Doing what I wasn't supposed to be doing, thinking I was so slick. And they were kind of like, wow, okay, I see you. So, yep, I'm Lane, just not Korean.
So maybe you'll have twins just like her one day.
Oh, God, please, no.
I wouldn't wish that on you. I would not.
Oh, no. And it's funny because Ryan was like, the more that I find out all these things that I want to do, the more I think I'm okay with maybe not ever having kids. I'm like, yes, sis. Okay, now we're talking.
I know. I definitely want to be a mom one day. Like, no doubt. No doubt. But just not right now. I am just too young. Like, I've got so many goals and stuff right now. I feel like my parents and Nathan's parents would totally disagree. They are ready for some grandbabies. But I'm like, ooh, scared.
I just, if I have a girl, I would love to have that sort of Lorelai Rory relationship where it's like best friends, not necessarily instead of a parental figure, but just more like I want my kid to be able to trust me.
Right.
But if I have a boy, I don't want to know everything. Do not tell me everything, but I will also be the treasure in your life and you will protect me from harm. So
aww, Yeah, he'll be such a mama's boy. Like, you'll be his whole world. And you can dress him so cute. Baby boy clothes. Oh my gosh.
Better than girls, by far.
Hands down. They're little dinosaurs and stuff. Oh, the little race cars. I can't do it.
Hopefully a situation like Luke doesn't happen where 12 years later, it's like, hey, hey, dad, I'm your daughter. It's like, pardon?
Yeah, I didn't think that was a great plot. I was kind of confused. That was out of nowhere. And I was like, why are we doing this? But whatever.
The show was just so popular. So it's no surprise why they wanted to keep it going.
Right.
They just were trying to create reasons for Lorelai and Luke not to be together just yet. Not to say that that's the whole pinnacle of the show, but it's a huge subplot.
Oh, for sure.
So just to have them be like, oh, we'll tease it. Like, yeah, they're together for now. And then we're going to throw in his daughter. Screws it all up. Then you have Christopher that comes back, blah, blah, blah. And then finally you get the big kiss at the very end of the series. You can just tell that they're like, what can we do to not make Luke and Lorelai be together forever quite yet?
They came up with this in the month of April. They were like, April. No. Why?
Yeah, more like April Fools. Let's not do that.
Ooh, jokes on jokes.
Burn. Squirt.
You are John's child. That is for sure. You want all these dad jokes.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I make up songs just like my father. He'd be proud. I'm mortified.
Well, my first few times hanging out with Lauren, we had met. I was like, I love this girl. She's a hoot. And Lauren was always singing something stupid. She would be talking to her dog and she'd be like, little puppy, little dog. And I'm just like, why are you this way? Now, 3 years later, guess who also does this? Me. Now Luna has her own song, tuna fish, which Lauren's husband came up with, but I'm dumb enough to sing it all the time. So
sometimes we just need to be in separate rooms because we are quite a bit of one another. So,
and I don't know who acts like who. Ryan will say something off the wall that sounds like it should be coming out of Lauren's mouth, but then Lauren will do the same. I don't know if you act like him or he acts like you, or you guys are just that much alike. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Now it's just meshed into this ball of what is going on in the Hennessy household. So
us, and then we have another couple that we are always hanging out with. Shout out to Adam and Mary.
Ayo.
We're together so much that we act so much alike, or we all say the same things. I kind of don't feel like my own person sometimes. So I just feel like we're all kind of this unit and we just operate independently, but we have the same like motherboard or whatever it is.
Yeah, we're a well-working machine.
That got really nerdy.
What were your feelings on that little tidbit of, I forget what season it was, maybe 5 or 6, when I almost did it again. When Laura, when Lorelai was mad at Rory.
When she was mad at Wooly.
They want to fight.
That's how the dogs would say. This fight is not currency.
What were your thoughts on that? Because I thought it lasted way too long.
I completely agree. And this might be an unpopular opinion. But first of all, Lorelai really started to get on my nerves like in the middle of the show. In the beginning, I liked her and I respected her. You know, she's a single mom and she works so hard to support Rory. But just the bad relationship that she had with her parents, like I get that her parents were harder on her and stuff, but like they really did just want to give her the best. And I felt like she took that bitterness too far. And then just that whole fight, that just did me in with her. I was so done with her character. And I was like, why can't you just be supportive? You've seen how your parents did you with going against like each other's decisions and stuff. I'm like, just support your kid and don't make the same mistake.
Emily wasn't really doing it for me.
Oh yeah, no.
There were so many times where I was sitting there like, we would not get along.
And she was so mean to all the housekeepers. Like, yeah, her and her daughter didn't get along. When you're mean to other people too, it's like, that says a lot.
So this is kind of a hot take. Do you agree when I say that I think Logan is probably the best fit for Rory?
100%.
That was one of the things that I loved in A Year in the Life. I loved that part where they prank Rory while she's in her little office working for the town's newspaper. And you see them all in their like crazy masks. I literally got the chills. Aww. And when they all took off their masks, all the old guys, I got so excited. I'm like, oh, they're still all so weird. It just brought me so much joy.
Same.
I'm super mad that they had him married to some girl and that it was just this whole love affair situation. Jess deserves to be with me. So.
But I totally actually ship him with Mandy Moore in This Is Us. So.
Yeah, well, in Gilmore Girls, he's a writer. I'm a writer. It just happens that way.
Yeah, it just actually works out better. You're right. I don't know. Rory just had that effect on guys. Like, she changed Jess for the better. She changed Logan for the better. That good girl that's just wifey material, you know? And I was just, I couldn't believe she wasn't married in A Year in the Life. I guess I could. Because she was very career-driven and all, but I don't know. I was really hoping to see her and Logan together.
Paul's part was, it was funny, but it was weird.
Yeah, it was sad. I'm like, who is Paul?
The Wookiee was weird, that whole situation. Just the fact that it's so closely following Lorelai.
Right, it didn't fit Rory's character. Her and her mom, like, yeah, they were best friends, but they were total opposites other than their tastes in movies and eating junk food all the time. You know, like, other than that, I felt like they operated totally differently, and that just really didn't make sense.
Because the whole point was like, okay, I'm going to give Rory all these opportunities that I didn't have growing up. She's going to go to Chilton. She's going to go to Yale. She's going to, you know, do all these great things. That wasn't just Lorelai trying to harp this life onto her. Rory very desperately wanted these things for herself.
Right.
Just to kind of see all these years later, even Lorelai and Luke aren't married, but they've been like life partners, whatever the hell that was.
That's so weird. I'm like, just get married. What is the point? Like, you're legally, you are married by common law. I don't understand.
The whole point of doing A Year in the Life was to reunite the characters, kind of give the fans what they wanted in a way. Not that that's the creators and the writers' job to appease fans. Obviously, the whole reason for releasing A Year in the Life is because the fans wouldn't shut up about wanting to see a Gilmore Girls reunion. So the fact that they did so many things that people watching at home were like, what? I just feel like they did not hit the mark.
Yeah.
Which is upsetting.
And that's why I was very unimpressed with A Year in the Life. So I can't imagine how like people like you or, you know, anyone that you watched it when it was originally on and you've waited almost 10 years for that to come out and then to be let down like that, I can't imagine.
I think I'll be more mad if they don't make another one, if that makes sense.
Well, no, they have to.
Well, right. I just don't see a point ending it in such a way where it's such a big question.
Yeah.
I would have been a lot happier had Rory chose a guy.
Yeah.
They very heavily made this like, oh, she's going to see Dean and that's reminiscent. And then she's going to see Jess and she's going to get these butterflies. But then, oh, here's Logan that she's been having these secret affairs with. And then it's like, bam, she's pregnant. Who's the baby daddy? And it just ends. No.
Yeah.
So they have to make another one. And if they don't, I'll hold a grudge. I'm not afraid to hold a grudge. I'll hold this grudge.
I feel like they are going to make another one just based off of all of that. But I hope that when they make it, it's not the same situation where Rory has a baby and like how Lorelai kept going back to Christopher. That happened so many times and it still never worked out. So I hope whoever it is that Rory has the baby with, that it's not the same plot because that would just be tragic.
Come on. We already saw the first Gilmore Girls. Give us something new.
We need fresh content.
And that's my biggest problem, is it really did seem very regurgitated and that they didn't have any fresh, cool ideas. And they're like, well, let's just go with what we know.
It was just a lot emotionally. I just wanted Luke to be happy. I didn't care if it was Lorelai. I just wanted him to be happy because I got attached to him. So
Luke Danes. I love that man. Fun freaking fact. Luke's sister, she marries
TJ.
TJ in real life is, I know this because I'm watching Wizards of Waverly Place, Alex Russo's dad is David DeLuise.
Yeah.
And in real life, David DeLuise, his brother is Luke Danes's brother-in-law.
What?
When Luke's sister is getting married to TJ and he has his bachelor party, Alex Russo from Wizards of Waverly Place, her dad is in that episode.
No!
In the bachelor party because he plays TJ's brother, but he's really, in real life, TJ's brother.
Well, for me, I had a moment in, I think it was the third A Year in the Life, so that one would have been fall? Yeah, whatever the third one was. Is that when Lorelai goes to like find herself on the hiking thing, the wilderness? I don't know if you noticed the guy or not, but the guy that was supposed to be leading that, that is actually her husband in real life, Lauren Graham.
What?
Peter, I think you say it, Krause. I recognized him from a show we watched, 911. And I was like, hey, that's Bobby Nash, because that's his name on that show. And I looked him up and they're actually married since like 2010. I was like, oh, that's kind of weird because she was with Luke.
I know that you didn't really appreciate Lorelai, but I loved Lorelai.
I got annoyed with her sarcasm. Like, it was funny most of the time, but sometimes she just would not shut up in a scene. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, just stop talking. Don't get me wrong. I totally enjoyed their commentary and funny things they did together. But sometimes I was just like, can we not?
It's for the acquired taste, but.
And I loved how Rory's book was The Gilmore Girls, and her mom told her to take off the. And I was like,
yeah.
The Michelle quote, people are particularly stupid today. That is every day, folks.
Michelle.
He's so funny.
I don't usually like Melissa McCarthy's humor or comedy in general, but her as Suki is perfect.
I agree.
And Jackson is hilarious. He was probably one of my favorite characters. Him and Kirk are just so weird and spazzy, and I love them.
Honestly, I could see a little bit of you in Jackson.
And I don't take offense to that. I love him. He is the flyest vegetable dealer in the world.
Oh, gosh.
Here's a good quote. I need coffee, whatever form you got. I haven't had it all day. I'll drink it, shoot it, eat it, snort it, whatever form it's in. Oh, what were your feelings on Babette?
She was so funny. Like, I could think of a few women that she reminds me of, like, from different places I've lived, just always screaming and, like... But, like, they're nice in the middle of everyone's business, but they're nice, but they're screaming all the time. Like, yeah, I could think of a few.
Sounding like a smoker. Hey, sugar.
Literally. But she was sweet.
Yeah, she was.
She was just a lot.
And who was she? She was married to Maurice or...
Maury, maybe? Her poor husband, though. Yeah. She was a lot of woman.
I love the difference between him. She was this, like, short, stout woman, and he was, like, a literal string bean. I'm like, how do you work? How do you mean?
And I did not recognize Miss Patty in the Year in the Life.
Yeah.
I had to look it up to see if they replaced her.
We didn't really talk about Christopher at all.
I have nothing to say about that homewrecker. He always would just pop up in the middle of whatever good thing was happening at the time and ruin it. And then he was gone again. Like, I just have nothing nice to say.
I struggled with his character. He meant well.
I was not loving it.
He did a lot of dumb stuff. And I'm like, you can't do dumb stuff and then be surprised about the outcome of your dumb stuff.
Whatever do you mean? No, like, seriously?
Yeah. He just acted very surprised when things didn't work out in his favor. And I'm like, do you see the steps that you took? Like, now I know why math teachers are like, show your work. You can very easily see where you went dumb, honey bun.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. Just that he wasn't my favorite human. But I'm like, we can't talk about Gilmore Girls and just pretend he doesn't exist. Because unfortunately... he was a character, so.
As you said, unfortunately, so.
He's got some good genetics, because in A Year in the Life, it did not look like he aged a bit.
No, it really didn't. I will agree with that.
He looked fantastic.
Love that for him.
And, you know, Jess just looks beautiful all the time, so.
And he can do no wrong.
My little hot tamale. Yeah. Anything else to add, Peachy? Little Peachy Keen?
If you guys are interested in following us, we are on social media, on Instagram. Our username is andheresy_pod. You can find my profile there in the bio, paige.hollinsworth.
At Lauren H. Writes on the Grammygram. Don't ask me for my number because I won't text you. We're not friends.
She doesn't even text her friends, okay? This girl is really bad at being on the phone.
Yeah, don't call me, don't beep me, don't need me.
Don't wanna reach me.
Yep, exactly.
I got it.
Wow, wowie, wow, wow.
Whoa, you should see what that sound looks like on my computer.
Oh, I'm seeing it on mine and it ain't pretty. Looks like a four-year-old got a crayon for the first time.
It does.
And they're going crazy on a white wall.
Oh, gosh. Oh, heck. Sorry, I had a cough.
A little cough.
A little coughy-fy. What?
Boo Bear, I got us a quote.
Oh, gosh. If you're out on the road. Honey! Yes!
Love that for us.
Should we sing it?
Oh, God. We're going to be so off key. It's going to be the
worst. I think you mean so amazing.
Sure.
3, 2, 1, go. Where you lead, I will follow. Oh, murdered it.
Literally.
Literal fire is what I'm hearing in this mixtape.
Bow, 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 bow.
I will follow la 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 la
you
anywhere that you tell me
to.
If you need, you know I will be there. I said I'll be there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
I think we can stop it now.
Okay, I'm coming to see you.